This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Throw me off my game seconds before the show starts. Whole plan goes out the window just because of what this person said. If NDSU beats Duke, that would be the biggest upset in the existence of human beings. Have we jumped the shark there at all, or what? Holy buckets.
All I know is Coach K knows what he's talking about.
Yesterday, yesterday we start with a live studio audience cheering us on, cheering on the Bison. Today we got to start with that. They aren't back, are they, Todd?
There's always going to be somebody.
Where's the kids? Where are they? That was too much fun.
We do need to do more field trips.
Yes, we like field trips here, for crying out loud. Make sure they're timed between 9 and 11 a.m. Central, so Todd and I can have fun.
There we go.
Getting pumped up for the start of the show. What was the school yesterday we had here?
Darn it.
You'll tell us later. We should give them a shout-out.
That's like with tests in school. The second you get out of class, you forget half the stuff that you study.
It was Washington, Kennedy,
Lincoln
Roosevelt,
one of those, guys.
We'll find it.
Sorry,
we have it somewhere.
I know I have it. I just
Phil Parker was nice enough to lend them to us anyway, right? Or borrow them to us. I don't know what's
lend.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh my God, we got to teach you grammar now.
Yeah, it's me and I and lend and borrow. I always get those two mixed up. And
that is kind of one of those Midwest things.
Yeah.
Martin Luther School.
How'd we forget that? For
I know. I'm kicking myself because I'm in a play, Luther. I'm the prior.
Oh, you really?
Play Luther that's coming up. So you have all people to forget Martin Luther School. Duh.
Is it a Martin Luther School or is it a Martin Luther King School?
Martin Luther School.
Martin Luther School. Only in North Dakota would you have a Martin Luther School. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, Martin Luther and Martin Luther King are kind of...
Everybody else goes much more
I'm thinking
PC.
Some people probably don't realize there's a difference between Martin Luther and Martin Luther King. How sad is that?
I hope that's not the case. Yeah.
Well, I bet it is. I bet somebody somewhere. What?
So we have a busy show today. Steve Hallstrom is going to be checking in regularly throughout the program, once this hour, once next hour, from South Carolina, where the... college basketball tournament is well underway, and the NDSU Bison are going to take on some team nobody's ever heard of before. What is it? Duke? How do you say it?
Duck.
I don't know. What did their head coach say?
Aren't they the Fighting Ducks? Oh, wait, that's Oregon, right?
Yeah, Coach K, what do you think of the NDSU Bison?
North Dakota State is a championship team.
There you go.
Right.
North Dakota State is a championship team.
We've seen all through the history of sports where some team that's really good plays some team that isn't necessarily as highly thought of, and they overlook them because they're looking to some next game or something.
You know why? That's why they play the game.
Exactly.
That's why they play the game. And by the way, our broadcast from beautiful Columbia, South Carolina, which is a tish nicer than here, brought to you by Choice Bank, a passion for putting people first, CI Sport. Your number one source for corporate, college, or resort apparel in Idco Homes, with a whole new generation of Idco Homes now. So we look forward to that coming up. And, of course, we also have on location, if you're not listening on the air and you're watching online, the Gate City Bank Fan Cam. That's kind of fun for all the behind-the-scenes fun. The same one we took down to Frisco, which found all kinds of Bison fans having a great time. They have a little rally the day before the game. And, you know, it's kind of fun. So, anyway, that's coming up. Lynn Helms is going to be here at the bottom of the hour, director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. And we'll talk about the latest month of production numbers, get a sense of where things are going. Obviously, you know, we're always watching the price, certainly. You're watching the production levels. You're watching the weather. There's so many factors. So we'll talk to Lynn about all of that. Alexander Acosta will join us next hour. He is the labor secretary for President Donald Trump. He was in North Dakota yesterday at the invite of Senator Kevin Cramer. And we're going to talk about association health plans, which has long been a push by Senator Cramer as a way to relieve the pain of Obamacare, to put together association health plans in many different areas. So we'll talk about that. We'll also talk about an idea that Michelle Comer, who is the head of the Commerce Department in North Dakota, told me about, and that is an effort to use something they have at the federal level to encourage apprenticeships, but make it more North Dakota friendly, because we have like nine or less. The vast majority of North Dakota employers have nine or less employees. That's the average. So an apprenticeship program, I mean, if you're running a business and you have eight employees, you don't necessarily have the time to say, okay, let's here, I'm the apprenticeship person, right? I'm going to you know, manage that and pass that on to the employee of choice. It didn't necessarily work. So anyway, we'll talk with Alexander Acosta about all that. Chris Berg will be here as well from Point of View. You watch him on KX4 in West Dakota Fox. Not tonight, though, because basketball is on. But Chris will be here to talk about the big game with NDSU and also the Stop the Bias movement. Hashtag Stop the Bias. One of our listeners yesterday sent me a note about how getting banned from Facebook for 7 days. From Facebook for 7 days. And, of course, this is happening more and more and more. Does it happen only to conservatives? Is there a conservative bias? Seems to be this is the case. Also, we announced yesterday at the start of the program a little contest. You text me who you think is going to win this basketball game tonight, 6 o'clock our time. The Duke, what is their name again?
Blue Devils.
Blue Angels?
Blue Devils.
Oh, Blue Devils.
One more reason they shouldn't win. They're Devils.
I've never heard of them. But anyway, yeah, so the
I can't make fun of Devils because Bismarck High is the Demons. I guess I really can't make fun of them. Use that thing. Never mind.
The Dookie Blue Angels, or whatever their name is, and the NDSU Bison. Whoever you think is going to win, you tell Dookie. Isn't that what the E is?
The Duke Blue Ducks.
Yeah. So, anyway, I like that better.
Duck, so, Blue Duck.
As simple as a text to me, 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054, okay? And just tell me who's going to win and what the score is going to be, and the winner closest gets a free MyPillow. We can do that up till game time today, so you have plenty of time. If you didn't get it in yesterday, get it in! Let's go. All right, let me talk about this. I don't know if you caught this yesterday, and you got to really search for it in newspapers, because most of them are fake news. You have to really search for it on the evening news. But it's one of the reasons we elected Donald Trump. How long have we lamented the fact that there was a bias against conservatives on college campuses? How many books have been written about this stuff? Goes back forever, decades, okay? It's a thing on campuses, many, many campuses. I would argue less here, although if you know the stories that have happened here at the University of North Dakota, NDSU, or, you know, an institution, I'd love to hear about it because I'd be the first person to be asking questions about it and getting some answers. But it certainly happens across the country. We have a lot of examples of it. And a lot of Republicans go, isn't that terrible? Isn't that awful? Isn't that horrible? Guess what? Donald Trump yesterday signed a executive order to say, you do that, you don't get federal money. You don't get research dollars. Billions, like almost $40 billion goes to these folks. You're not going to get it. And he went a little further. I don't know that anybody knew that he was going to do this. We also lament what? School loan debt. It's a crisis right now. What's happening? Why does that happen? The president said he's going to do this.
Student loan debt. I'm going to work to fix it because it's outrageous what's happening. You're not given that fair start. You're too far down. It's not right. And we're going to work very, very hard to get it fixed. But we're going to start with 43 million people in the United States are currently working to pay off student loans. And we'll be talking about that very soon. We're going to work on that very soon. I've always been very good with loans. And I love loans. I love other people's money. And we're going to work on it. I don't know.
lot of money with those loans, and you're going to, too. You're going to do something that's going to be fair and good, but we're going to work with you very closely. The average student loan borrower owes roughly $35,000. That's a lot. And in many cases, much more than that. I've seen numbers that go over $200,000. You're behind the eight ball before you start. And yet, typically, students who take loans do not have access to critical information about what career outcomes they can expect from their programs, majors, or fields of study. They borrow more money than they can ever expect to pay off or pay back. Many middle-class American families are getting ripped off while tax-exempt colleges and large institutions, frankly, they take these tremendous endowments. You look at the money that they have. They're making a fortune. For that reason, I'm directing the Department of Education and the Department of the Treasury to publish detailed information on future earnings and loan repayment rates for every major and every program at every single school. It's very important.
That is huge, folks. That is huge. Did you hear about it in the news? Fake news is what they don't report, too, by the way, in addition to the bias. That is huge news. That's why we elected that guy. Am I right?
Your Northern Region New Holland dealer invites you to see how much better a loader can be. New Holland skid steer and compact track loaders provide excellent visibility, an important advantage that allows you to work more confidently and quickly to improve your overall efficiency. You can easily see down to the bucket while the see-through area on the cab roof provides a clear view to the bucket at full height. Rear visibility is among the best in the industry due to a large window, low engine hood, and no rear frame towers. See the difference for yourself. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Join the best team in the West, MVI Energy Services, with immediate openings for diesel mechanics, lube techs, and traveling mechanics. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MVI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MVI provides excellent pay, benefits, and training, and is a strong supporter of our local communities. Apply today at MVIEnergyServices.com. MVIEnergyServices.com.
Oh, yes, it's Matt the Pizza Guy here for Pizza Corner Pizza. The craziness of March begins this week as Hoops Mania jumps into full swing. Which 12 seed do you have getting the upset?
Hey, who do you have making a run and going all the way?
Hey, which Pizza Corner Pizza you want me to bring? Are all questions tossed around endlessly over the next several weeks leading to less productive and unfocused workdays, but certainly great memories? And although I can't answer the first two questions, I've got several for the last. A Pizza Corner sausage pepperoni is a slam dunk. A deliciously supreme is a game winner. And you can't defend the chicken Alfredo. Score a Pizza Corner Pizza from your local grocery store today.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Todd Mitchell has a little help in the co-host department today. I have an extra co-host. He can't talk, so this is a challenge for a co-host. But he is cute as heck. I'm here to tell you. Yeah.
You got a little puppy dog?
You go check out my Facebook page. You can share this.
Oh, I absolutely will.
Yeah. Exactly right. A golden retriever puppy. Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Is he cute? We are a dog-friendly employer here. See, people can bring their dogs to work. And Marie Beckernick brought one of the puppies she has. She actually, her dog, her golden retriever, Rory, had 11 puppies? How many, Kevin?
Yeah, I think like 11.
Yeah, so she kept one and it's visiting
today. That is a beautiful dog.
And then Alicia, aww, our traffic manager, she has Cody.
Cody.
Cody's here.
Yep.
Cody was in a Vikings jersey yesterday. We had Jersey Day here yesterday on the program. So check that all out. On my Facebook page, or Todd, you can see this beautiful little...
I see that.
Yeah,
oh.
Cute? Yeah, very, very cute. And, you know, pictures with dogs on Facebook viral in a nanosecond, just like, you know, crazy. Unbelievable.
Sure.
Put a dog in a picture, and it just goes, you know, just like wildfire. Unbelievable. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We're brought to you in part today by the North Dakota Safety Council, WSI, Workforce Safety and Insurance, and NDSC, North Dakota Safety Council, a private nonprofit. Give us the great honor to tell you about the safety calendar and what's happening. And these are all designed to save lives and prevent injuries. So how fun is that, that I get to tell you about something that will... Now, what I'm hoping is, you know that this is a good idea and I probably should do that at some point, but you just don't get to it. But if you hear me over and over and over again saying, let's do this, like, you know, the predator awareness course that I never would have gone to had I not talked about that. And then I learned so much. Same thing on driving. And this one is for parents. The Alive at 25 Defensive Driving Course. Now, you're not going to take the course, but you need to get your kids in this. You know why you need to get your kids in this? Let me tell you why. In North Dakota, in just the recent, I think 2017 was the most recent year stats were available for this, but in North Dakota, one teen driver crash occurs every 3 hours. One teen died in a crash every 37 days. You don't want that call. You don't want that horrific nightmare. Those are unacceptable numbers. The most dangerous year of your teen's life is the first year they have their license. So make sure they have the knowledge to keep themselves safe behind the wheel. Register them for the North Dakota Safety Council Alive at 25 course. This is a defensive driving course designed specifically for the challenges youth drivers face behind the wheel. Let's fill up that course in Williston, April 7th. Come on, parents. April 7th. Let's go. Let's fill that up, okay? NDSC.org. There's other courses available there. You also get point reduction and insurance discount in North Dakota. All right. Steve Hallstrom, the man assigned with the very difficult task of covering the college basketball tournament in Columbia, South Carolina, which will feature a game tonight between the NDSU Bison and Dukie? What is her name again? You guys have been good about helping me through this. I've never heard
Ducky.
Of them. Ducky. Okay, the Ducky, yeah. Blue Ducks. Yeah, Ducky Blue Ducks.
Yeah, there you go.
Tonight at 6:10 on CBS. I heard Coach K talking about the NDSU Bison, for crying out loud. This is just phenomenal. Our report's brought to you by Choice Bank, a passion for putting people first. CI Sport, your number one source for corporate college or resort apparel. And IDCO Homes. Check out the new generation of IDCO Homes. By the way, we also have in Columbia, South Carolina, the fan cam, and not just any fan cam. This is the Gate City Bank fan cam, same one that was in Frisco with all the fun behind-the-scenes reports on what's happening. So watch for those online, too. Steve Hallstrom, are you there? All right. Is he hooked up maybe on the... I'm seeing him in Slack here, guys, saying I'm here. All right. So we're trying
he's
to...
He's typing.
Back. He said, oh, please call me.
Please call me.
Yeah, well, we've been trying, but I think he's been through security. So, yeah, we've called a few times, actually. But we'll call again. Security's done. Good to go. 800-228-0550. If you would like to join the discussion today as well on what's on your mind. Here he is, Steve Hallstrom, ladies and gentlemen, live from Columbia, South Carolina. Do you have to go through extra security because you're from North Dakota? Are they biased against the Bison fans down there or what?
Hey, well, I dropped your name, Scotty, as I was going through the line, and they immediately took me into handcuffs and threw me up against the wall. So I don't know if you know people down here or what. But,
Not a good idea.
Yeah, you can't call them the Blue Duckies down there either, by the way. You're far too close.
What's the feel this morning? What does it feel like down
there?
Well,
as I'm talking to you right now, I am standing about 5 feet away from the playing floor here at Colonial Life Arena, Columbia, South Carolina. This is big football territory, Scotty. They love their Gamecocks football here in the fall. But once in a while, they don't mind mixing in a little basketball. So we've got a heck of a day here. And it's not just that North Dakota State and Duke are going to be playing, Duke being the number one seed out of the region that the NDSU is in, the East region, but also the West region the South region has their number one seeded team, Virginia, here in this tournament as well. So it's kind of an odd deal. You've got two number one seeds playing in the same arena here this weekend. So the Virginia fan base is going to be here also. So there's a ton of excitement here, and it is, I don't know what it, I guess I do know what it's like to get into the White House because of the security you have to go through there. It's about that to get into the building here today too, Scotty. So a lot of people making sure that things are done just right. And this is sort of the calm before the storm here. Right now it's just a bunch of us media folks here getting ready for our work day. The teams won't arrive for a little bit yet. There is a game coming up early this afternoon, so we'd expect to see some of those first couple of teams filing in here very soon.
Were you surprised to hear Coach K talk as effusively about NDSU being a championship team, and anything in his comments surprise you yesterday?
Not at all. This is what they do and what they should do, and the coaches are all very complimentary of each other. Every coach, no matter how successful you are, like Coach Mike Krzyzewski is, he remembers what it was like when he was just a young coach getting started, and he knows how difficult this business can be. You're second-guessed all the time by everybody. And so there is some respect within college coaches for each other. And especially I would say that the coaches like Coach K, when they play someone like North Dakota State, they know it's sort of part of what's incumbent upon them to speak well of the program they're playing and the coach that they're coaching against. And last year, a 16 seed did beat a number one seed for the first time ever as Maryland Baltimore County beat Virginia. The first time ever, a 16 had beaten a 1. So I think the 16s maybe have a little bit more of the attention from the number one seeds than they might typically have, too. That might be playing a part into it.
All right. Well, I'm curious how many Bison fans are down there, what you're seeing for a green and gold, and if they might put a dent in the sea of blue tonight. But we'll take that up when we chat next hour. Thank you, sir. Appreciate the update.
Sounds good, Scotty. Talk to you again soon.
Live from Columbia, South Carolina, there's a basketball tournament going on. Is that what it is? I think it's a college basketball tournament. And, it's kind of a big deal, you know. People dance around and the whole thing. So anyway, more on that coming up right here. Don't go away, folks.
The Norwegians are coming.
Sponsored by Fargo Sons of Norway.
Two big Norwegian salmon dinners.
With Juven sauce?
Juven sauce is right.
Friday, March 22nd and March 29th. Tell us about the chef.
The chef is Steinar Vågenes from Bergen, Norway, and he will be putting the entire dinner together for all of us.
Prepared in true Norwegian style with all of the trimmings. Right, Carol?
That is correct.
Tell us about the entertainment. The dinner music is by who?
Dr. David Ferrara, and of course Helen Vågenes will provide the Norwegian folk art music for your listening pleasure and joy, I can assure you.
And anyone that's traveled with you to Norway likely has been treated to that wonderful dinner and music as well, right?
That is correct.
Get your tickets while they last. The Stabo on North Broadway. Fargo Sons of Norway. 701-232-9222. Or Juven Tours and Travel. Call 701-237-9000.
The Norwegians are coming.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It's a reversal of decades of U.S. policy as President Trump recognized Israel's control over the Golan Heights on Thursday. President Trump tweeted, "After 52 years, it's time for the United States to fully recognize Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights." He announced the shift of U.S. policy just 5 days before Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu comes for a White House visit. In Jerusalem, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
President Trump made the decision to recognize
that hard-fought real estate, that important place, is proper to be a sovereign part of the state of Israel.
The UK has more time to come to an agreement concerning its withdrawal from the European Union. Brexit was scheduled to happen next week, but the EU has agreed to postpone that until May 22nd. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
North Dakota State is a championship team. They won the Summit League. It's different. When you're playing a championship level team, so they know how to win. They've been in pressure situations and they've been in that moment, and they'll have that moment again tomorrow. And we respect that.
That is the legendary Coach K of the Duke Blue Devils. Playing the Bison tonight. I cannot think of a game with a North Dakota team playing another team that has as much, you know, a stature to it than this one. This is the biggest opponent I think any NDSU or UND team or any other team has played, isn't it? It's pretty amazing. And I think they're going to win. I don't even mind screwing up my bracket. I think they're going to win. I do. Hey, I got a neat note from a listener the other day. I love letters, emails. We get a lot of great suggestions on shows. Thank you for that, by the way. I'll give you my address in just a second, because if you grab a pen, I still love snail mail and appreciate the suggestions. But it was about wanting to support this program. So they had ordered some of the Giza sheets, the Dream Giza sheets from Mike Lindell. And, you know, it was just a kind note to say, really love the program, appreciate what you do, what you stand for. You speak for me, and I want to support the programs and the advertisers that support your program. And so I bought these sheets, but the sheets are great. I love them. We just absolutely love them. So these are the kind of reports we just love. My Pillow Dream Sheets, the Giza Dream Sheets. Once they're on your bed, you slide into bed at night, it's like paradise. It's unbelievable. I sleep on them. I know it's great. So 30% off right now, plus no shipping charges. Free shipping on me. Promo code Scott gets you that, okay? Just go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. And if you'd like to email me, you can do it. 2852 Thunder Road, Fargo, North Dakota. 2852 Thunder Road, Fargo, North Dakota. Right along I-29 as I watch the snow melt, 58104. And just so Todd doesn't feel left out, you can always email him too, or me, at KFIRE's World Headquarters, 3500 East Rosser, Bismarck, North Dakota. All right, now you know. 26 before the top of the hour, Lynn Helms is your newsmaker of the day. He's a newsmaker every month because he tells us what's happening in oil and gas production in North Dakota. As we know from this legislature right now, so much depends on oil and gas production. It is the 800-pound gorilla of tax contributions to the state. It's paying for all kinds of things, so this is important stuff. Lynn, nice to have you back. How are you?
Oh, good morning. Doing well this morning, Scott. It's really great to have some spring weather come around, isn't it?
I know. It feels fantastic. Sometimes
the weather can impact significantly your numbers month to month. And we've had a couple of doozy storms and whatnot. How have we fared so far this winter in the weather department?
Sure. So the latest production numbers we have are from January, and January got us off to a really great start. We stayed above that 1.4 million barrel a day number. Y'all know that about the third week of January, winter set in, and it held in there all the way through the end of March. So we're expecting a down month in February, but that won't be any reason to panic because it's all weather related. I was on an airplane a couple days ago with a fellow who services workover rigs and downhole pumps, and he reported the same. He said nobody was out there with a workover rig in February and March. It was just too darn difficult. But we got off to a great start in January. Production was flat to December, 1.4 million barrels oil a day. Gas production was up. So even though oil production held flat, gas production went up 69 million cubic feet a day. Good news is that all of that and a little bit more was captured. So gas capture was up even more, 78 million cubic feet a day than gas production was. And so the folks that are concerned about flaring, the plans to get this infrastructure in place and get this gas captured are rolling along, and we really think by the end of this year, we'll be at that 88% capture number. So we're excited to see gas production up and gas capture up even more. Probably even better news, North Dakota sweet oil price was up $25, West Texas Intermediate up $10. So that's creating a lot of excitement, a lot of optimism in the industry about adding some drilling rigs, getting busy with completions once the spring weather gets here. Saw a really low number of completions, in January, and we're going to see that in February as well. But those wells are money in the bank. They're just sitting there waiting to be completed. So we're not terribly concerned about that situation. So we did have one exciting project, and that's a seismic project. It started up over at Richardton, where the Red Trail Energy plans to begin capturing their carbon dioxide from their ethanol plant and storing it geologically. And that's something we've worked on for almost a decade here in North Dakota to get primacy of that from the EPA. So it looks like, prices are going to hold steady to slowly increasing. The crisis in Venezuela doesn't look like it's going to affect things too much because their production pretty much matches the OPEC cuts. And so it looks like OPEC has the surplus capacity to make up for anything that happens down there in Venezuela. So all in all, a great start to 2019.
A couple things in there I'd love to ask you about. And by the way, if you have questions or comments for Lynn, they're always welcome here at 800-228-0550. And I'll defer to Harold and Reader first here, and they'll ask my questions as a follow-up because Harold has a question. Go ahead, Harold.
I've read three different negative reports on the shale oil over the last several weeks. In one report, they're citing that there's difficulties now because of the well spacing's too close. They're interfering with each other, which leads to preliminary exhaustion of the reserve. Another one says that shale oil has failed to yield a positive cash flow, and the bankers in Wall Street are getting negative on it, and that was evidenced by the downturn of the stocks and many of the key drillers. I recognized a few that were up in the North Dakota area. Is this for real, or is this somebody that's writing stuff up to just drive stock prices down so they can do a takeover? I'll listen to your comments.
Hey, thanks for the questions, Harold. Those are really good, and I only picked up on two of those, so I hope I didn't miss anything too important there. But you said you saw some negative reports on the shale oil. First one dealing with the wells being drilled too close together. That's kind of history for North Dakota. There was 2 years ago, I guess now almost 3 years ago, oil industry put together a project to test how close they should drill the wells together. And they took those wells all the way down to about 400 feet apart. They did discover that that was too close. And so they've now expanded back out to say, hey, we ought to keep those wells somewhere between 660 and 880 feet apart. Depends on the company. At those distances, we're not seeing the depletion that we saw on those preliminary tests about 3 years ago. In fact, if you look at the results over the last 6 to 9 months of 2018, the initial production rate on these new wells are 30 to 50% higher than they were just a year ago. So, yes, they did test that. They did find out how close was too close. They've stepped back from that and increased that interwell distance. And these guys are no dummies. They know how to get the most oil out of that rock. On the cash flow basis, that would absolutely be true for those folks that are going crazy down there in the Permian and in a couple of other plays where they're drilling to hold leases. But the major companies that are operating in North Dakota, the top 5 to 10 companies, are all operating at within cash flow or at a positive cash flow in 2019. Very disciplined. They've kept the rig count down. They're staying within their cash flow, and they're only going to grow that completion and rig count as prices increase. So we're seeing a lot of discipline out here.
Excuse me. You don't think, then, that there's any clouds on the horizon for the oil shale play, even up in the Bakken area?
Yeah. Well, there are always clouds on the horizon, and our biggest near-term problem is gas capture. But beyond that, all of our export pipelines are full, and so we've got to have new pipeline exports come online, and we're going to have natural gas pipelines in order to export our natural gas. So we do have, 5 to 7 years out, there are some serious possible barriers to any further growth. We're working on those things and talking to investors about getting those that export capacity online, but that is certainly a huge problem that we could face. We will not be able to grow this production to 2 million barrels a day unless we solve that.
Harold, I appreciate your call. Thank you, sir. Chris in the Bakken. You're next, Chris. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you very much, and thanks, Mr. Helms, for keeping us informed and keeping your finger on the pulse of the Bakken. Question about H2S. My job, I open lines as part of a measurement process to inspect internal components, and I don't want to die. So H2S is preventable, and I joke around about with some of the completion crews about why they're shoving polywogs down the hole, but in reality, they're putting down bad water, and then they have them sit as ducks for 6 months or 8 months, and when they come up, they're 5,000, 10,000. The worst one is 30, 40,000. Or 300,000 or 400,000 parts per million H2S, it's just impossible to handle. I work on the gas side. Are we looking at possibly standardizing a requirement that all downhole water be treated before it go down? Because there are a couple of primary offenders who are big names in the industry. You'd think they'd know by now, but they're not doing it right.
Well, that's a great question and a suggestion that I'll have to give some consideration to. That is not one of the suggestions I've heard before, but you're absolutely right about the hydrogen sulfide problem. There is a study group working within the Energy and Environmental Research Center, part of the Bakken production optimization, to try to figure this H2S thing out. And I'd like to have your contact information so we can put you in touch with them.
All right, Chris, why don't you hang on a second? Daniel will get that during the break, and we'll pass that on to Lynn for you. And we'll continue our conversation with Lynn Helms, Director of the Department of Mineral Resources in North Dakota. We're talking about January numbers. That's the latest snapshot for oil and gas production in North Dakota. Questions, comments, welcome for Lynn.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
The MBI rig team is growing. MBI Energy Services has immediate openings for experienced rig crews in Western North Dakota. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority, offers excellent pay, benefits, monthly housing allowance, training, advanced opportunities, and more. If you're an experienced floorhand, derrick hand, rig operator, or supervisor looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. And thank you.
Hi, this is Scott Hillen. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid properly. Now there's a solution. MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City. Mineral Tracker is a one-of-a-kind technology, revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial now at 833-842-2924. Visit MineralTracker.com or email info at MineralTracker.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Natural gas from North Dakota strengthens all of America. That's indisputable, folks. And through the abundance of talents here, innovations, technologies, energy responsibly produced right here, North Dakota, translates to worldwide economic stability. We're making that difference worldwide. Doing it with producers and communities working together, securing a sustainable future that generation after generation can build on. It's all happening right now with the Energy of North Dakota. Learn more at energyofnorthdakota.com. One of our conversation now with Lynn Helms, Director of the Department of Mineral Resources in North Dakota. You said something earlier that caught my attention. And by the way, any questions or comments, welcome for Lynn in our remaining minutes here at 701 258-0550. You said that, completions remained pretty steady. What's going on there? What is preventing us from picking up the pace a little bit on completions now that the price has ticked up?
Well, I think the main thing has been weather, Scott. You know, we were in a price decline last fall during the good weather months, and then about the time the price started picking up and turning the corner, which was January, late January, early February, we didn't get above $40 North Dakota Sweet until into February. We were into the terrible winter weather, and the water handling for hydraulic fracturing is a huge issue in those cold temperatures, along with assembling the equipment and operating safely. And so it's just one of those factors that we have to deal with in North Dakota is that things slow down in the winter. And, of course, they'll stay slowed down until the load limits come off the roads and they can start moving heavy loads again.
The other thing you brought up, I want to just ask you a little bit more about is Richardton and what is going on there. That innovative project where they're, trying to solve a problem with some innovation, some technology. I love it. Give me a sense of a timeline. We're going to know enough from that to see whether or not you believe that is something that could be more widely used.
So I think we're looking 18 to 24 months out, somewhere between a year and a half and 2 years out before there really is a full stream of carbon dioxide being injected. But this preliminary work is very promising, and they're going to do a great job, as EERC always does, of characterizing the formation and making sure that this can be done safely and reliably. But like everything else that we have to understand in our world, Scott, this is being driven by economics. It allows Red Trail to get a premium price for its ethanol because it's a lower carbon ethanol. And so whether you agree with that policy or not, the economics tell Red Trail that this is a good thing to do and that it's worth spending the time and money on. So we're excited about it. As you know, we spent 7 or 8 years getting primacy from the EPA so that North Dakota could regulate this. We put together a good set of regulations that really work, and Red Trail recognized that. And so first in the country, they're going to move forward with this.
The other thing I want to ask you about, you mentioned some roadblocks to this path to 2 million barrels per day that seriously concern you. 5 to 7 years down the road, what are solutions there? Anything that makes sense to avoid that we can start working on right now?
Well, obviously the best solution is export pipelines, and there are two companies working on oil pipeline expansions to move oil out of North Dakota. So I think that problem will get resolved. On the natural gas side, perhaps will be a little bit more difficult because there is such tremendous gas reserves in the Appalachian region, and that puts a lot of pressure on our traditional markets. However, I just met this week with the Consul General from Japan, and we talked about partnering with Japan because that nation I can't remember what the population of Japan is, but they only produce about 4,000 barrels of oil a day. They desperately want to import Bakken crude oil and liquefied natural gas from the Bakken. And so they're willing to come in and be a partner and help achieve the pipeline exports to the West Coast and the terminals that would allow our crude oil and our natural gas to end up in Japan.
Interesting. Text from a listener says, can Lynn talk about the RVP issue coming out of the Washington State Congress?
I certainly can, Scott. I was out there earlier this week, spent a couple of days with the Washington legislature. There is a senator in the Washington legislature from Spokane, Washington, who is trying to stop the rail traffic, rail transport of crude oil from the Bakken into the state of Washington, because it goes right through his home city of Spokane. And so there was a huge amount of misinformation provided to their legislature, and that bill passed their Senate. But we were able to go in and testify in front of their House of Representatives and put on a very convincing case about the fact that their bill wouldn't improve safety. It would just eliminate several hundred jobs in the state of Washington.
Interesting. Wow. Doesn't surprise me one bit, I'll tell you that. But nonetheless, more to watch than some of these radical anti-environment activists. These environmental extremists—it's just—it's just scary. Anyway, gotta go, Lynn. Thank you for the time. Always a pleasure chatting with you. Thanks for the update. We'll talk again soon.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. How do we know? We ask farmers, including Paul Thomas. Paul, talk a little bit about the value you derive from ethanol.
Ethanol is what drives the value of me being able to truck my corn an extra 50, 60 miles to an ethanol plant and get a little higher price for it. But then in turn, also the DDGs that come out of that ethanol plant also go to the feedlots to provide a high protein source of feed for their cattle that's mixed with the corn. And then the ethanol itself, you know, ends up in all our local pumps, reduces the price we pay for gas.
What happens if ethanol is no more? How would that affect you?
Removing ethanol and removing the corn in our diversified systems will just put more pressure on all the other crops we grow by increasing the supply and having a negative effect on prices on every single crop. You know, it's not just going to lower the price of corn. In all reality, it's going to lower the prices of every single commodity we grow.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. Just ask farmers. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.